Nationwide is proud to be the sponsor of the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
To be able to be behind and spearheading this approach to bring the first of its kind program to this region where we can really focus on the needs of these children. And as a father, and Karen and I can attest with TJ, his heart's doing great, but his needs don't end with his heart. And the reality is for a lot of these heart kids, their needs don't end with their hearts.
In this day and time, it's easy to recognize a server, one who puts others before himself.
On behalf of Kara and I and our family and our foundation, we feel very proud that we're able to bring this to life, and we think there's going to be a lot of families that are going to be better because of this program. Thank you guys so much.
That's the way most describe Greg Olson, a player who, in the midst of personal crisis, hatched an idea with his wife Kara to help others.
Until 20 or 30 years ago, the real critical congenital heart disease, someone like my son TJ, would have never survived more than a few weeks or months of life. Through the advancements in surgical approaches, these kids are now living, and they're entering a society that otherwise was unprepared for them.
I see certain bits of TJ where he's maybe not where his siblings were or are. We don't know what tomorrow brings for him. So to have the comfort of this neurodevelopmental center is very comforting for us as a mom and dad.
You're changing lives and you're impacting lives of people you may never meet. But to know that you're doing just a little bit to help a family who's at their toughest times is very fulfilling.
It's one thing to think about it, and it's another to do something about it.
You want to touch the sky? One, two, three.
23-month-old Macy Canador is a beneficiary of the Hardest Yard, the foundation that provides continuing support to families going through similar heart defects like Olson's youngest son, TJ.
I had a completely normal pregnancy, normal delivery, and they said, you know, we need to do one more test. And they came back and said, you know, something's wrong with Macy's heart.
I remember just getting to Levine's and saying, you know, okay, you know, draw me a picture. Show me a picture of a healthy heart and show me a picture of what hers looks like, and, you know, and tell me what steps we need to take.
They sat us down and told us that she has 5 heart defects. She had 2 holes in her heart. She had a missing valve on the right side of her heart. Her arteries at the top of her heart are in the wrong place. Her right ventricle was underdeveloped. With all of these heart defects, she's going to have to go through a 3-step open heart surgery process.
As a father in a situation where your daughter has to have open heart surgery, you're completely helpless. You know, that was probably the most difficult thing, knowing there was nothing I could do as a dad, just kind of sit back and wait and pray and, you know, hope that everything works out.
The Cantadors say that aftercare support filled a gap that could have never been bridged.
I remember being in the ICU and someone coming and sharing with us, when you go home, you guys are eligible to receive free in-home nurse care for Macy. Just to know that someone else was there, you know, because I'm not a nurse, I'm not a doctor, I'm just her mom. And I know how to be a mom, but knowing that someone else is there with your child is huge.
You know, that's kind of where the Hardest Yard came in, and I think that's something that he realized when he was going through this with his son is, you know, he realized how important it was to have these nurses at home, and I think it just kind of clicked with him saying, hey, every kid that goes through this should have this opportunity to have these nurses here.
We understand what it's like on both sides. You know, we understand what it's like to be the family spending weeks on end in those hospital rooms, and to come back here now and visit these families and just give them some sort of hope, give them a little inspiration that they can get through it just like we did. It's become a big part of our life.
It means the world. You know, I don't know what we would have done. At-home nurse care was not an option for us. It wouldn't have been without Greg's foundation.
It's work like this that made Greg Olson an obvious choice to once again represent the Panthers as a finalist for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Meeting the families that we've serviced and meeting the families whose lives we may have touched and have them tell us about what our program has done for them and what an impact it's made on their lives. Those are the stories that when you can get them, just make this all worth it. Our goal is to create the best healthcare program within our foundation. And if we can accomplish that and we can improve the lives of these families and we can improve the health and lifespan of these children, then mission accomplished.